You're listening to SBS News.
73-year-old Peter Sale was diagnosed with prostate cancer 7 years ago. Hormonal therapy has been keeping the disease at bay.
It's working well, and so all is good so far. But I'm led to believe that eventually it will lose its effectiveness.
Professor Sanchia Aranda, the head of Cancer Council Australia, explains that as prostate cancer grows more aggressive, it is likely to stop responding to traditional treatments.
Once cancer moves beyond the prostate, then the radiotherapy and surgical treatments that we currently use for local cancer control don't work anymore, and you're relying on hormones essentially in prostate cancer, and over time men become resistant to those.
Cancer of the prostate is the second most diagnosed cancer in Australian men, with one in five at risk of developing the disease. The survival rate is generally high, 95% when the cancer is localised, but if it progresses to the metastatic stage, that is, if it moves outside the prostate, patients have just a 30% chance of survival. Professor Sanchia Aranda explains that during the metastatic progression, the cancer changes and develops the capacity to spread.
We have no way of predicting from early prostate cancer which of the men will develop that spread later on.
But scientists may be closer to making that prediction thanks to a recent discovery by Dr. Philip Gregory from the University of South Australia's Centre for Cancer Biology. He and a team of researchers have found that a gene product known as quaking could be driving the disease's progression.
We surveyed this very large cohort of patient samples and found that men that had advanced aggressive disease had very high levels of this molecule called quaking.
While they found quaking is associated with metastatic prostate cancer, they are yet to determine whether it's the cause. The federal government has committed $800,000 towards developing their research. Dr. Gregory says the funding will allow the team to investigate the real importance of quaking.
So what we're hoping our research will tell us is ultimately a diagnostic as to which men are most likely to develop aggressive prostate cancer. And when we can diagnose these men better, we can make better decisions.
It's a ray of hope for Peter Sale, who faces an uncertain future when it comes to treating his case.
I guess when you're suffering from a condition, you put a lot of hope in research coming up with new and better treatments.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.